Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Yes, baby. It is hump day, and to get you over the hump, we're going to talk about an epic play date, y'all. Ooh. At the happiest place on earth. Yep. Oh. We'll tell you who a little bit later. And we have got to talk about Eminem's freestyle at the BET Hip Hop Awards last night.
Yes, we do.
Amazeballs. Mm. But first, let's roll out the red carpet for our team in LA. Hi, Heidi. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
It's the red carpet. That's how I want it.
That's why we never get invited anywhere. Well, you know what? Sometimes stuff happens in the world, and we got to talk about stuff that's not fun to talk about. And, of course, you've probably been watching TV. Everybody's heard of the Harvey Weinstein, the sexual allegations against him, some from overtly aggressive to also some rape allegations that are happening.
Yeah, he calls today dry hump day.
Too soon.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are currently 21 very, very brave women who have come forward. Brave women from all walks of life. There are models, former assistants, employees, screenwriters, actresses, some that we know, some that we don't know. Actresses including Ashley Judd, Rose McGowan, Azia Argento, Mira Sorvino, Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Rosanna Arquette. So these are all women who are coming forward against Harvey Weinstein. Well, here's the latest.
Okay.
So not only has Harvey been fired from his own company, his producing credit has also been taken off of Project Runway, and USC has rejected his $5 million endowment to grant scholarships to women directors.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
See, what sounded like a great thing, a $5 million scholarship towards women directors, because there's not nearly enough of them. Yeah. Now, in my opinion, this whole scholarship was set up to meet future female directors.
Which is sickening.
Like rich man speed dating.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And you know it's bad when somebody turning away some cash money,
exactly.
A donation.
So Harvey's a married man, by the way. All the while this is going on, his wife is a fashion designer. Her name is Georgina Chapman. You may
love
know her clothing line, Marquesa.
Yeah.
So she was initially going to stay with Harvey, and then some more stuff came out, and she, as of yesterday, she has left his ass.
Georgina.
Yes, that's the right thing to do.
Actually, Tammy Wynette re-recorded her song, Stand By Your Man, unless he's Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Then you D-I-V-O-R-C-E his ass.
She went from standing by a man to standing by her mansion.
Yeah, exactly. Celebrities who have recently denounced Harvey Weinstein and his actions include big names, Meryl Streep, Judy Dench, George Clooney, Jennifer Lawrence, Brie Larson, Leo DiCaprio, and Charlize Theron, among others. But last night, one actress came forward to defend him.
Who?
And that was,
what?
Yeah.
Always one.
And it was Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay made the now deleted comments in two Instagram stories.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hi, I'm in Dubai. I'm home. And I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. We've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up.
Sit down, girl.
Really?
Sit down.
Because something never happened to you, it didn't happen?
Can she just use the bathroom instead of making a damn video in the bathroom?
Hello?
Like, we have not heard from her, and her input is very damaging.
That's sickening,
to a lot
Lindsay.
Of the other people who are making serious accusations.
And no matter how much she try to kiss up to him, Herbie 2 ain't happening.
Hello?
It looks like this Fast and Furious beef between Tyrese and The Rock just went to a whole new level.
Oh,
and guess
Lord.
Who got involved?
Who?
Tank.
Ooh. A Tank?
Not an actual Tank, but the singer named Tank.
Oh, okay.
Now, a lot of people may be remembering that Tyrese have been complaining about The Rock going on to do a Fast and Furious spinoff movie. Well, Tank posted this shirtless photo of himself and wrote, "Somebody tell The Rock that I'm ready for the Hobbs movie right now."
Whoa.
Cast a real savage. Thanks for your consideration. Hashtag Savage album out now. Link in my bio.
Ooh. Oh. When your enemies link up, because isn't there bad blood with Tank and Tyrese?
They've been on the outs since the return of TGT a few years ago. It used to be a group that consisted of Tyrese, Genuine, and Tank. And Tyrese is like, yo, he's the real star of the group, and that didn't really sit well with Tank and Genuine.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Genuine bad blood.
The Rock has responded. He tweeted to him, "We see you, brother, the real Tank, Iron Beast. It's been very cool to see so many texting me to join our spinoff and have fun. Hashtag Hobbs Shaw."
I kind of like it because you don't typically see guys doing this because it's a little bit petty. So you don't typically see guys doing this on
social
media.
Especially with their shirts off.
Okay. Well, y'all, the play date of all play dates just happened at the happiest place on earth. Between Janet Jackson and Ciara.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
love
a good one.
Them. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's Janet and Ciara met up at Disneyland yesterday and brought along Ciara's 3-year-old son, Future, and Jackson's 10-month-old, Issa.
Do you really have to tag Mickey Mouse in that? I think we all know who that is.
Well, surprise, surprise, there's another cheating scandal in Hollywood. Now, shortly after the news broke that Rachel Bilson and Hayden Christensen were calling it quits, we may now know the cause. And it may be Emma Roberts.
No!
I know! Listen!
I know.
It's a lot.
So
it's a lot to digest, America.
That was Star Wars 3.
And maybe a lot of you women have done this, I don't know, but it looks like Rachel Bilson was going through Hayden's phone and found some text messages from Emma Roberts that were not great for a wife to see.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Hayden and Emma Roberts were doing a film together called Little Italy, so maybe they were getting a little too close.
That is not cute.
That's continued proof that he's a bad actor, because he could have told you, said, yo, we're doing lines.
He's a bad husband, right?
Right.
He's a bad cheater, period. If you are cheating, you are supposed to go and delete the entire thread.
But okay. Yeah, you even delete her name from your text. Like, you just swipe.
We're texting the script back and forth.
She needs to be in your phone as Bill or Papa John. Okay. Bill's are calling me or Papa John.
Now we know Porsche's secret.
Now we know your secret.
Well, from breaking up to getting broken in, we got a smash alert.
Oh, we haven't had one of those in a while.
Now get this, y'all. According to sources, John Hamm and Dakota Johnson are secretly dating.
He's too big for her.
Well, here's the thing, the two is
she isn't
drinking.
A sexual torture.
She's so, like, you know, delicate.
So the two were spotted drinking wine at a New York City restaurant, and sources say they seem to really be enjoying each other's company.
Maybe they're going to do a film together, and they just met out to talk about it, because they say, oh, look, they were enjoying wine in each other's company. Well, yes, of course you're going to do that.
Right.
Oh, they were sipping wine and looked like they hate each other. I mean, why would you?
Right. That's
silly. I can look like I'm enjoying myself drinking wine with anybody. I'm like, I'm drinking wine, I'm happy.
Now, they kept things pretty low-key, and they hung out for about 2 hours. Now, it's no one knows for sure if John Hamm has showed Dakota the Johnson, but we can only speculate and assume, because here's the
thing.
Or
the Hamm.
Him and his ex-girlfriend, Jennifer Westfield, they called it quits after dating for 18 years back in 2015.
Wow.
So he's kind of running wild right now, like Hulkamania.
Yeah, and with a man like John Hamm, as handsome as he is and just blessed, you're not just going out to eat with him. You are definitely taking part and having some dessert.
Everybody's not community property, Portia.
What are you talking about, Portia?
I didn't say he had to be, but John Hamm is amazing.
So you would go out with John Hamm, but he knows it's a given if he's going out with you, Portia, that you're going to have sex that night.
I love Hamm.
If Portia come here with a Joy Wyatt shutter and a wheelchair, you know what happens.
No.
Looking forward to it.
No.
And after the break, a superstar rapper wants to buy the NFL.
What? Brad, you got that kind of change?
Change your mind, Gary.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the BET Awards were last night, and as always, the Cypher stole the show as one of the best parts. And this year, Eminem has joined the club.
Ooh.
Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, because he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump. Walking on eggshells, I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, because he's in quicksand. It's like we take a step forwards, then backwards. But this is his form of distraction. Plus, he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that. And instead of talking Puerto Rico or gun reform for Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers.
Lord have mercy.
Baby, he went in.
That was intense.
Yes, he had some things he needed to get off his chest, and I'm glad he did it.
I bet you Donald Trump took a knee to that one.
Okay. Well, afterwards, Colin Kaepernick tweeted Eminem with saying, I appreciate you.
Shout out to Eminem for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
That should be the new national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed it.
The next four and a half.
Red rum.
He's already got a card, right? Can we issue him another black card? He should get another one.
He's like in the Black Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
He's from Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of black.
Well, speaking of Donald Trump and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, he just issued a memo to the NFL team owners saying that from here on out, all players should stand for the national anthem.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
Now, Roger Goodell's memo did not sit well with Diddy after being reminded that black players actually make up 70% of the NFL. He tweeted this. I did have a dream to own an NFL team, but now my dream is to own our own league.
Oh.
A league where you can be yourself, have a retirement plan, have freedom to be a great human, and protest for your people without being demonized for your beliefs as a king. New dream alert. Sell me the NFL now.
That's a big dream.
Yeah,
the NFL is worth, what, $75 billion?
Yeah, he could maybe get, like, a division.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you know, it, just to jazz it up, you know, if Diddy came through and actually bought the team.
Right.
What would some of the new team names be?
The Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yo, you can have the Bad Boys. It could be Michael Irvin. It could be Ray Lewis.
Right.
It could be Mike Vick.
Everybody's just got in trouble.
Everybody's in trouble. I'll play to watch them.
Yes.
Well, y'all, moving on. After seeing all the allegations and reactions to the Harvey Weinstein story, Terry Crews has come forward to share his own story as a reminder that it can happen to men, too.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Somebody took advantage of him.
Who's being inappropriate with Terry Crews?
Well,
what woman?
Well, how? Actually, Head Crack, he said, my wife and I were at a Hollywood function last year, and a high-level Hollywood executive came over to me and groped my privates. Jumping back, I said, what are you doing? I was going to kick his ass right then, but I thought twice about how the whole thing would appear. 240 pounds, black man stomps out Hollywood honcho. Only I probably wouldn't have been able to read it because I would have been in jail. So we left. He went on to say that he just let it go because he didn't think people would believe him and he wasn't prepared to be ostracized in Hollywood and says he can understand why many women choose to do the same. He was groped by a man.
Wow. Oh. That makes so much sense.
I'm offended and disappointed at the same time.
Why? You both?
I'm offended because that somebody had the gall and audacity to do this to Terry Crews. I'm appalled because he should have beat that man up on the spot. If you're beating a man up and screaming, don't touch my penis in front of my wife the entire time, people will get it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to think about it. There's a power situation going on.
Right.
Like he said, that's a big-time producer. These are actors. So at the same time, these are like all of their bosses.
This is some Harvey Weinstein
Well, we salute Terry Crews for being strong enough to come forward with his story, man.
Yeah, that's good.
And if you can help us out by putting the director or producer's name out there in the form of a hangman puzzle so we can figure that out over the next couple of days, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Is there an A in his name? An A. Can I get an A?
Don't go away, because coming up, it looks like two Real Housewives of Atlanta might be facing off in court. Portia?
What? Not me?
Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up,
baby? Now, Kim Zolciak, y'all, is ready to fight NeNe Leakes in court.
Okay.
Now, the feel started, y'all, when Brielle posted a Snapchat video showing roaches, honey, on the floor of NeNe's beautiful bathroom.
What?
No.
Gary's so stupid.
It doesn't seem like she would have roaches at her house.
No, she would not. No. I don't believe that.
Now, after NeNe's Instagram rant where she called Kim and her daughter Brielle racist trash and KKKs, Kim, honey, She's lawyered up with high-powered attorney Marty Singer's office.
It's inappropriate. In this day and age, people are dying over racism. I just think
Have you ever had a racist claim made against
Never.
You?
Never. These girls, I mean, I'm on a show with all African-American women, five, and I'm the only one that's ever been on the show that's Caucasian. So, you know, it's the card that sometimes they play, and it's gross. And I won't allow it.
So if you're in the 10th season and she's in the 10th season, what's going to happen?
I'll probably be on the 11th and she won't.
That's crazy. Like, how long has this beef been going on?
But when did it start? Yeah. You know, I really don't want to be in it, but I have no idea when it started because it's really odd because sometimes they seem like they'll be good, then the next thing, they are horrible.
That's how I be on Housewives, though.
Not like them, though. Because
it be real wishy-washy. People be friends one week, and the next week they hate each other, then they cool again, and then they half-ass friends. I just be confused.
You guys are like human mood rings. You never know what's going on with you guys.
Well, Olivia Wilde is being mom-shamed for kissing her son.
Oh, Lord.
Mom-shamed by who?
Here we go.
So a few days ago, after the Las Vegas shooting, Olivia posted a photo of her leaning over the bathtub, kissing her three-year-old son on the lips. She wrote with the caption, "Finding hope in this."
I'm so sick of people. It's my son. Like, get out of here. He's still a baby. Even if he wasn't a baby, I know some grown people, it's their son.
Right, exactly.
What he's saying is that actually wanted to kiss Olivia Wilde?
No, they're, like, saying all kind of crazy things. Like, that's how kids get lip herpes from adult lip kisses.
Well, you know what?
Is that how that hater got lip herpes from an adult lip kiss?
Clearly. Another person wrote, "Kissing your kid like your husband is not good for him." How is she kissing the kid like her husband?
Oh, my God. It's just like...
Who are these unloved people?
I know. Right.
Y'all all need hugs.
Yes, and kisses on the mouth.
But I will say, I have seen grown men kiss their fathers, and I thought it was weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. I think there's an age limit on it, but you can do it, but there's definitely an age limit.
I mean, Lil Wayne and Birdman.
That was weird.
Yeah. It was weird.
But they like Godfather.
Nah, it was weird.
Weird.
No. Birdman later went on to screw Lil Wayne out of millions of dollars.
I was finna be like, you know what? I'm out of here.
I was ready for to say allegedly.
I love my life. See y'all later. Did y'all know that we have an app now? That's right. Make sure you download it from the App Store or Google Play. It's the best way to keep up with all the Dish Nation fun, baby. So don't go anywhere because we got more Dish Nation after this.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. If you love Oreo cookies, you've noticed that they've changed the flavor several times. They come with the cinnamon bun Oreo, the chocolate cream Oreo, the Swedish fish Oreo, and the cookie butter Oreo. Well, their most recent flavor is Oreo Mystery.
Oh.
Now, the deal behind this is if you taste it and you can guess what the flavor is, you submit your guess, and of all the correct submissions, one lucky person is going to win $50,000. So we tried this morning, and Heidi, do you know what the mystery flavor is of the Oreo?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had one this morning, and to me, it tasted like, so obviously the Oreo cookie, but it tasted like sour cream and ranch.
Heidi doesn't know this, but I messed with her cookie this morning, and so before she got to work, I went in and I hollowed out the middle of the cream, and I did fill it with ranch dressing.
What? So wait a second. If I haven't actually had the cookie. I thought I did,
Didn't. This is fresh out of the package. I have not messed with it. All right, there's your cookie.
This looks legit.
See if you recognize it. I didn't recognize it.
All right. Oh, my God. It's so easy.
Really?
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's...
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.